Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast, or T3P as we'd call it, if it didn't sound so much like a mouthwash. Coming up on this week's fresh and minty show, the T3 Awards. Cast your votes now. We'll be examining the runners and riders of this year's Gadget Oscars. Speaking of T3, there's a shiny new edition on the shelves. We'll be having a leaf through its still wet pages. And killer tech, dead good gadget ideas that went horribly wrong. All that, plus the latest news, and anything else we throw in. So let me bring in my co-host, the lovely Ree Morgan, and Mr. T3 himself, Duncan Bell. Welcome.
All right.
Hello.
Dun, dun, dun. That's a very kind of theatrical like intro.
I'll be using that throughout the programme. Yeah.
We've got a theatrical mic stand today.
Yeah.
It's very hot, isn't it?
It is quite hot.
Is this
hot?
Show going to be equally as hot?
It's going to sizzle.
We're enjoying so much.
There's a topical rant for you here. Duncan, What's been the sunstroke in your heat wave this week?
I'll tell you what's been the sunstroke in my heat wave this week, Dan. You know how little things become incredibly annoying when it's hot? And before you know it, there's like a mass riot going on and you're sort of holding on to somebody's eyeballs, having just yanked them out of their head.
Favoured by rugby players, funny on a South African ones in particular.
Well, I went to Wales the other day, and that was very lovely. We were trying to find this rather obscure place in Wales that my family, in their wisdom, had decided to book a place to stay. And I had this sat-nav. So I was working the sat-nav because I didn't drive. Somebody else was driving, so it could have been worse. And I couldn't... We got lost because, to be fair, I had really sort of forgotten to write down the address or bring a map or anything, but we did know the postcode. Yeah. So I tapped in the postcode and it just said, doesn't exist. Huh. And I tried it again, said, doesn't exist. I thought, well, this is very curious. Not really quite sure what to do here. I may have sworn a little at the device. I may have said, well, you blooming device, why don't you crabbing well work?
But did you find
it? Do you know why? I eventually worked out.
Had you put a zero instead of an O? Or
Nope. The clue was in the beginning of my little story that I introduced there, because it was in Wales. You have to enter Wales as a separate bloody country.
Do you?
And I'm not saying this in an English nationalistic kind of way, but the Welsh postcodes are exactly the same structure, and it's the same system as the UK. It's in the UK as the UK bloody postcode.
They're not different, are they?
No, they're exactly the same. And yeah, it's on the same landmass, the same country. You don't need a passport to go into Wales.
You can't get, because my postcode in Swansea is SA4.
Yeah, it was SA something, actually.
Can you get an SA4 in England?
No. That's the whole point of the postcode system.
But while we're on sat-navs.
It was made by Garmin. What are they? Bloody Norwegians or something.
My old Garmin used to do that. It got nicked last week.
Good.
Thanks to the little runt.
I hope it was both nicked
who took
and broken.
That.
Hope he's not listening.
So I thought, okay, Friday I'm going to invest in a new sat-nav.
Oh yeah.
I got a TomTom because it downloads traffic info, all that.
Oh yeah,
The new
Does it know where Wales is?
It knows where Wales is. And it's arrived. It arrived literally this morning. At which point I read that Copilot Live is launching an edition for Android.
No!
Instead of shelling out 200 odd quid, I could have just paid 50 quid.
It's not even 50 quid. It's 30 quid.
Gutted. No, I wanted the European maps. I'm off to Slovenia shortly.
Nice.
So anyway.
Well, that's one of the more trivial
there you go.
Problems that a man could have.
Anyway.
I was ready to throw myself off of a fjord or whatever it is they have in Wales. Valley. You can't really throw yourself off a valley, can you?
Into a valley.
Your knees.
Yes. This is the time of year that we start booking our dinner suits and having our annual bath for the T3 Awards. Of course, before our toes can even get near the suds, there is the small matter of you voting for your winners.
Damn right.
Yeah, we've been finding out some of the contenders this week.
Have we? Yeah. That's good. I'm glad somebody has.
Yep. Computer of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Della Darmo's up there.
Ooh.
That's the rather nice.
Rather
I think
nice
it's described
looking.
As waif like.
Is that the one with the really, really pretentious adverts?
The one with the model.
Like this one.
It's not
that's
made.
That's the one. Yeah.
That's the one. It's not made. It's hewn.
So the back of the T3. Yeah. August. Go get it and you can see what we mean. You have to buy it before you get it.
It does look rather nice.
Then other computers, iMac and the MacBook Pro.
Yeah, they're obviously in there.
I think valid to be in there.
Fair
and then Dinky Acer Revo.
That little Acer, yeah.
Little
the
Acer.
Revo. I think that's a great little thing. Have
it
you seen
is.
That?
You love your little netbooks, don't you?
No, it's a net top. It's a desktop, but, you know, chronically underpowered, but also tiny.
Yeah, that's quite nice. Anyway, well, Medion do one, don't they, as well?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but the MSI the Revo is particularly nice looking, I think.
Yeah, so they're the computers.
Cameras.
Innovation of the year. What about innovation of the year?
Oh, innovation. Go
That's
on.
Pretty good.
Who have we got?
Got the Philips Cinema 21.9. That's a very, very wide telly.
And is very it wide innovative telly. Because?
It's innovative because it's bloody wide, mate.
It is. It's the only one that does true right. widescreen.
Once again, the, is the clue is in the name. Yeah, 21.9
so
is cinema.
So you can watch your Blu-ray without having black lines.
Yes. Yeah. And with no panning and scanning. Mm.
Excellent.
So that's nice. Google Android.
Yes.
Mm. Now with Copilot.
Thank God.
Navigon 7310.
The 3D mapping.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's quite, it's quite cool.
That's a bit much. I think you just want clear mapping.
It's a bit pointless, but it's good, isn't it? Come on.
Yeah,
it's a good innovation.
It's cool to show off.
Touch a tag. I like that. That's where you put a little RFID tag on your carrot, and then you scan it, and then something happens.
Good.
It turns on your hob.
Good.
So you can.
Something exciting happens when you touch.
If you've got a completely automated home,
I was a bit miffed that none of the Sony Alpha range has made it into Camera of the Year, which I think is a disgrace. But of course, you can vote. You can put in your own nominations. Can't you?
I'll tell you what, Dan. Yeah, why don't you log on to tfue.com/awards?
I might start a campaign.
Suggest your own
and get sufficient backing.
Maybe you should have Dan Morsley T3. They're called T3s, like the Oscars.
The T3s.
Sometimes they are. I think there's still some debate about. Because I don't think we've quite decided.
Dun dun dun.
We're focus grouping it as we speak to find out what people respond best to.
The Nikon D90 is in there. That's the SLR with video recording. That's a bit of a shoo-in, I guess.
A shoo-in?
Well, basically, I think it is good because the thing is, you know, you buy a video camera, it's got one lens attached and it's as good as it is.
Mm-mm.
You buy an SLR, you can attach any lens and there's some stonking SLR lenses.
Stonking.
Now, you combine that with... you know, video recording, suddenly you've got an amazing
Yes, that is
device.
True. Somebody else made that point to me the other day.
Yeah.
Was that you?
No,
well?
It wasn't me. But
so in that case, two people this week
there
made that
go.
Exact same point to me. Which I guess two's a trend.
There is one Sony in there, the Cybershot HX1, which is kind of... it's got
we
a bit
like
of,
that one.
It's,
is that panoramic?
It is nice.
Yeah,
it's
that's
got,
our
yeah,
Twitter pick.
That's
is,
our Twitter pick one, and it's got a bit of the Alpha range sprinkled in there, but, you know, it would have been nice to see the Alphas.
One I'm not sure about is Best Home Gadget...
Go on.
Where TFL Quick Cup Deluxe is.
Oh, yeah. Is the...
Now, I don't want to be horribly English about this, but Quick Cup Deluxe does not boil water.
It's not boiling.
So you can't make a cup of tea with it.
You if you're French, that's fine.
What
but,
does it
you
know, do? Just warm it?
It makes very hot water.
It makes very hot
but it doesn't
water.
Make boiling water.
It's not tea.
Water.
It's not quite.
It's a bit like my shower at home. Not quite boiling.
but it might take
but
your
enough,
skin
enough
off.
To strip your skin off, but not quite hot enough to make tea with.
Drop Dead Gorgeous of the Year.
Thank you.
Drop Dead Gorgeous Gadget of the Year.
Duncan Bow.
It is Duncan Bow. I've only written one down for this because I think it's the only one that counts. The Bio-P. Very nice looking.
Bio-P.
So shallow.
Completely useless. Never buy it because it's far too expensive, but hey, it looks good.
What are the other ones in the category, Dan?
iPod Touch, I would imagine. It usually is. Oh, it's not. Oh, sorry. That's what I get for improvising.
Mm.
The new MacBook, well, it's the MacBook Pros now, aren't they? Because the MacBook, in fact, is
there's
plastic.
There's only one,
in plastic.
The white plastic one.
Or what are they calling it? They're not calling it plastic. They're calling it something like acetate, aluminium or something.
White.
And Community Gadgets of the Year, the TomTom is in there. Not the one I've got. It's the All Singing, All Dancing 940 one that's on there. Which I think, is
pay
I think is
a bit, month for.
I think it's a bit too loaded, really.
Maybe you should
that
put
is...
the Copilot in there now.
It should, yep. But also the already in there. Is the Apple iPhone 3GS for Commuter Gadget.
We knew it.
Straight in.
Because of the beauty of the T3 Awards system, we can update it as we go along and people can make suggestions and blah, blah, blah.
Mm.
So whereas when this process began, there was no such thing as the 3GS, it has now been ushered into its...
We have had the first spot prize winners for people who voted.
Yes.
Do you know who they
were?
What's
the
spot prize? There's two of them and they've won... Mm-hmm. DAB radios.
Yeah, they have. Mark Smith and James Coston have each won a Robert Solar Dab radio. The prize changes every week, doesn't
it? Yeah, it changes. The PS3 subscriptions to DATS, more DAB radios, and more.
So you kind of luck out if you win in the week when you get a PS3.
Yeah. Well, as we've already learned.
Not that I'm saying there's anything wrong with subscription to DATS.
No, not at all. But, you know, you have to vote depending on what week you get.
Mm.
Yeah, fair enough.
You could win a PS3.
While we're on all things T3, the new T3 is out. Is that what you're clutching in your sweaty palms?
Beautiful segue, Dan. Yeah, it is. But it's not that new. It's been out for several weeks.
I think that...
Practically off sale, in fact,
that's,
if anything. But,
that's probably
but thanks
because,
for noticing, Dan. There's,
that's
there is
that's
a new-ish
old,
T3.
The old one. Have we not got the new one with us?
No, that is the new one. It only
that
came
is
out
the new
like
one.
A week ago.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, we've almost finished.
Just
because
you finished editing
Duncan
it.
Gets
I know. I don't know.
There we go. So the new T3 is out, can we say.
Yes.
Yes.
And it has the Palm Prix on the front.
Yes, we can say that.
Excellent.
What else can we say about it? Would you like me to say something else about
it? No, that's fine. That's okay. Fine. But if you want to vote...
Oh, it's full of, it's the how-to issue. That's it. Everyone knows how to do things.
Okay. How to do a podcast, for instance. Is that in
yeah,
there?
Yeah, I'd love to know that.
Good. Yeah.
Pick up T3 this month and you can find out how to...
Do anything.
Right. Do things.
Head to awards.t3.com
yes.
if you want to vote in the awards. And obviously, stand yourself a chance of winning one of the spot prizes. So that's awards.t3.com. Now then, macho stories on t3.com this week. So let me say,
macho.
Here is the macho news. Yes, the mobile phone big boys have been responding to Steve Jobs' claim that the iPhone 3GS is winning the mobile battle. Nokia told t3.com, anyone looking for the latest innovation, top specs and a QWERTY keyboard will opt for the N97.
HTC didn't comment and Palm were tight-lipped too, but they did shove us some stats showing sales of 150,000 pre's and 1 million downloads from Palm app catalog. Apple must be quaking.
They must. Pirate Bay's been sold. Fresh from its legal battle, it's been flogged to the Swedish software firm Global Gaming Factory X for 60 million Swedish crowns or kronas. That's 4.8 million pounds. Its future is uncertain, but we're assured most things will stay the same.
The Bay say they could have sold it for more, but wanted the right people on board.
Yeah.
They've also said all the profits from the sale will go to a foundation for protecting free speech and won't be frittered away on dime bars and flat pack furniture. Good on ya!
Certainly not. Got 20 grand? You're halfway to putting your name down for the latest Aston Martin, a tiny city car based on the Toyota IQ / Citroën C1 / Peugeot 107. You know the one.
It goes on sale next year, but even if you've got the cash, you won't be able to buy the luxury Signet unless you've already owned an Aston. Such a shame, because we traded ours for a Lambo last week.
Only last week.
I should have read on there, because my intonation of that last punchline was disgraceful.
No, it was good.
It was fine.
No, you don't have to do the big build up to the punchline and hey!
Yeah.
And that was just my legs.
Hey! Anyway.
That's the sort of thing.
Good news. Okay, time to see who's been tweeting t3.com.
Duncan, you're up.
Once again, Duncan.
Well, James Love in Eglinton. Eglinton. I've got a reggae song about Eglinton.
Oh, by, sing it to us.
It's not Black... Eglinton. It's Eglinton. Which,
oh, is it? Oh, okay.
Which is
it's
in
about,
Ireland.
It's about the Utes of Eglinton
it's just outside
rising up against Babylon.
Oh, well, it's just outside Londonderry or Derry, depending on your political persuasion.
Okay. Quite possibly the song is not about that particular town. I don't know. Anyway, James Love, he is a Ute from Eglinton. And he says...
I don't know how old he is.
This... I'm just trying to make it seem interesting.
Go on.
He says, this is how bored I became during my revision. My revision.
Oh, right.
Thank
okay,
you.
Sorry.
I noticed a tiny error in the mag. You've got a picture of the PX80 instead of the PZ80.
My God.
What is a PX80?
I don't even know which either one
or a PZ80 is. I wish he'd explained.
Sorry.
Get back in touch, James.
He's only got 140 characters. He's got to keep it tight.
Yeah.
His name is James Love, so people must say to him, oh, James Love.
Yeah. Oh, get us a...
Do tweet us again.
Get us a drink,
James. Well, he did tweet us again with a rather nice message.
Oh.
Yes, and James tweeted back and said, I got the compact T3... I just can't read off of a sheet of paper. I can never be a newsreader. I'm very good at improvising.
So good.
Just fully, I'm just all about... I'm like Robin Williams. My crazy voices.
Okay.
He adds, I got the compact T3 mag the first time for the July issue, and it's brilliant. It is a perfect size.
Oh, perfect.
It is. It is. If you have a man bag.
I do. I prefer the small one. Well, actually, since we redesigned, I've gone back to liking the big one again because there's so much more stuff in the mag since we redesigned it. But the small one's also good.
Yeah.
It is. Excellent.
What's in your laptop bag?
I personally, I like to buy both. Then I've got the choice. I recommend that all our listeners do the same.
Yes, good. Ree, anything from you?
My headphones have suddenly gone funny and I can't hear anything.
Yeah, mine did those earlier.
I can't
That's how high tech this podcast is. If only back. People knew.
Anyway,
okay, anyway. Jamie John 90 from Manchester asked
90?
No, I think that's just his username.
Just
I don't think
his
age.
Like
90.
Mine's
perhaps,
84.
Perhaps he was born in 1990, for instance.
It's because you did a pause. I thought that was like a comma.
Jamie John 90 from Manchester Ask any updates on when the pre will be coming to the UK.
As it happens, there are some updates.
There's
on
some
this.
Rumours that it's going to be next week.
Yeah, the Guardian saying what O2 aren't they? They're really firming up. We said official, but it's still not official.
Well, apparently the Guardian got the exclusive that it is official.
Okay, we shall see. But yeah, there should definitely be some news coming up this week, and also we've gone international.
Have we, Dan? Who's going to read this one out then?
Me. Hakju or
bless you,
Jose Ledesma. Ledesma. Oh, I don't know how to say these.
Excuse Dan.
Sorry, Jose or Jose. I'm very sorry. But anyway, he tweeted to say, "Hello, I'm an avid fan of your podcast and the mag as well. I'm from the Philippines, and thank God I'm getting this podcast free via iTunes."
Blimey! Thank God.
maybe there's normally a charge for kind of long distance. Podcasts.
Yeah. Well, everybody in this country has to pay £5 a listen, don't they? That's my understanding.
Yes, absolutely.
That's how we can afford you, Dan.
Good. Now, technology can save the world, but also has a tendency to dispatch several people when things go wrong. T3.com has been compiling a list of the world's deadliest. I'm rather impressed by the American chemist Thomas Midgley.
No, you've got it slightly wrong there, Dan. Not the world's deadliest gadgets.
No.
People killed by their own
gadgets.
Inventions. No, their own inventions. These people invented gadgets, which promptly turned on them and killed them.
Yes.
Like Frankenstein's monster.
Yes. Well,
like bad Transformers.
Well, yes.
Or like bad
these
Transformers.
These did turn on him quite badly. He invented
slightly
both,
lower brow reference, but never mind.
He invented both leaded petrol and CFCs.
Yeah, and
thereby
died of lead poisoning
stunting
and,
children's growth and punching a hole in the ozone layer, which is you know, good on you, Mr. Midgley.
Thumbs up, Midgley.
Yeah, he got polio and lead poisoning, which made him bedbound, so he constructed a load of ropes and pulleys to haul himself up and then strangle himself by accident.
I feel there should be like a violent.
You know, sometimes just things don't go right.
Yeah.
just give it up.
You just can't win sometimes, you know. All that ingenuity.
Oh, well. Duncan, what unfortunate have you found?
Well, this one's even better because. We had a funny moment in the office over this, let me tell you. Franz Reichelt, I think you pronounce his name. He was a sort of fashion designer stroke inventor, and he invented a cloak which doubled as a parachute.
Right.
And I say that with a slightly sceptical air because clearly no cloak will double as a parachute. But he was very pleased with it. And in order to show it off, he went to the Eiffel Tower, at the time the tallest structure in the world. This was in about 1912. Didn't admittedly go all the way to the top of the Eiffel Tower, but he went up to the first sort of tier, really. Mm. Hauled himself onto the ledge, threw himself off. This is where it gets interesting. Somebody filmed it, and you can watch this on YouTube.
Seriously?
Because we ran this in the mag quite a while ago, actually, a couple of months ago. And then somebody just was idly Googling it, and it's like, bloody hell, here it is on YouTube. And you can go to just type into the Google search, the YouTube search, Reichelt, if you can spell that.
Yes.
Eiffel Tower and Friends works, actually.
There we go.
And he goes out on the ledge, and you can see he's got no confidence that the cloak's going to work, which of course it isn't. But he is not confident about it. You can see him like, oh. And then he obviously decides, oh, all these people have come to see.
May as well.
It'd be frightfully embarrassing if I just get down. You know, everybody would be like, oh, your cloak's rubbish. So he bloody jumps. He jumps, and you see him. Plummet, and we, you know, we were all watching this laughing, and then we were like, "Oh, just seen a man die."
Oh well,
that's a bit dark, isn't it?
Because it's in
black and white, and it's like a funny French guy. It's hilarious.
You could set it to fast-paced piano music, and
well, beautifully.
Cat,
the theme tune
cat.
From play him off. Yeah, play him off keyboard cat. But the best bit of all, right at the end, you see the body basically being carried off, but also the. Very very compassionate French crowd are busy measuring the hole that he left, the sort of dents that he left when he hit the ground. That's a lovely touch.
Anyone catch your eye in such a spectacular way?
Yeah, there were a few actually, but the main one was, I was going to give a flying car, but I'm not. I'm going to go for the, it's quite a grotesque one, speed kills. So it was in Wales, 1972, and they're trying to go for the speed record. It was John Godfrey. Yeah, Parry Thomas, and he's trying to get it back because someone had stolen it from him.
Stolen or just
stolen
broken it.
Stolen or broken it. So Malcolm Campbell had broken it. So they went along and they're trying to beat this record. He was feeling ill as well. He had the flu, so he wasn't feeling that great. And so he went off and the chains got exposed on the car.
Mm.
And these flew off. It was chains that connected the engine to the wheels.
Yeah, it was like a sort of belt-driven wheel. It was 1927, not 1972.
Oh, sorry, I can't read. And
in case anyone was wondering.
Yeah, and it hit Parry Thomas and decapitated him.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's a, that was a dangerous business, the whole fast cut. Because it was either Donald Campbell or Malcolm Campbell who, whilst trying to reclaim the water speed record, yeah, was basically sucked Coniston. Backwards through the turbine of his jet boat.
They all ended in...
They never found the body.
No.
Anyway, so that was pretty bad.
Pleasant note. Well, there's plenty of more unfortunates being dispatched. You can see that in the magazine or on t3.com. Time once more. Oh, you know.
Only on t3.com. Nobody else would do that story.
Time once more for you to show us your gadget of the week.
Where's what have my you got? Tune? I've forgotten my tune.
I've forgotten it. I'm sorry.
I forgot my tune.
Next week.
We could,
we could hum it. If it was
I can give you another...
tune.
If it was a remotely memorable tune, we could hum it.
It's a bit techno. Anyway, this was handed to me as soon as I came into the podcast. I've got it prepared. But it is the latest JVC camcorder called the Everio.
Everio. Which is their hard disk range, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And so it's their little handycam. Looks like the TG7. Well, kind of the same kind of size.
Really hideous
one. Is there some sort of colossal amount of storage on this then?
No, I think...
There's a colossal amount of everything else.
It's SD, but it's full HD. Yeah,
full HD. It's got a 9-megapixel lens. But Christopher literally gave me that as soon as I walked
in. A kind of 1980s Walkman style, you know, where they used to put every single feature, they'd write it on the device. This has a rather sort of natty thing to the left of the screen with laser touch operation.
It's like something you'd get on a sort of ghetto blaster circa 1982. Yeah, absolutely. Actually, the whole thing is very 80s.
Doesn't it? Yeah.
It does look very kind of. Look at that back. It's even got the whole red and black look going on.
Yeah. I can't decide if that's really hideous or really clever. The aesthetic approach they've taken.
Dan's broken it.
Just dropped it. Well, anyway, it's very nice.
Yeah, but Chris was like, use this. This is good.
It is new, yeah.
Yeah, it is new.
That looks like that could have been made at any point in the last...
Maybe that's the point.
30 years.
Yeah. Maybe that's the point. You buy it now.
It is, though.
Well, the 80s is very now, isn't it?
Yeah.
You could go to a LaRue concert or something like that.
Yeah.
One of these bands that young people like. And you could probably film her on that. That'd be
good.
And you can put it on YouTube.
Well, we'll have a review of that, will we?
Yes.
That's excellent. What young people do.
Okay. Well, that just about wraps things up.
Switch it on.
Once you've managed to switch it on. Anyway, find us on...
Shattered the illusion again.
Find us on Twitter, T3DOTCOM, T3.com. Find all the latest on T3.com and find the new T3 on the shelves. We're about every Friday on iTunes. Till next week, though, I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 Podcast.